Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We were speaking, of course, it started on, Sunday, many Jewish homes in one of the Jewish areas received gifts from Christian friends. At their gates, they received this handwritten note with a ribbon, bring them home, and a little bracelet, a beaded blue and white bracelet, and a personal note saying that we're thinking of you ahead of tomorrow, October the 7th, and it was incredible. It was really just such a moving gesture, one that the Jewish community certainly here in South Africa feels tremendously. And then I came across a posting by Heinz Winkler, and in fact, I follow him on social media. I was aware that he had been to Israel, what his thoughts are on it, but then I saw that he dedicated a service on Sunday at his church, and I thought that was incredible. I wanted to chat to him and just hear about his journey. Heinz, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate some of the messages of support. Now, I saw that you posted when you were in Israel. Was that the first time you had visited?
No. Earlier this year, I was there for my fourth visit.
Oh, wow.
I've been privileged to be. The first time I went was in 2015, and I went as a worship leader with a group. And then after that, I became friends with Harvey and Jackie DeLange from Joy Travel and Joy Magazine.
Right.
And they do yearly quite a few trips to Israel.
Right.
And they asked me to come with them, or to be a leader and eventually a pastor of one of the groups. So yeah, I've because of them and my friendship with them, my eyes have opened up to you know, Israel, to the Jewish nation, to the powerful connections between, you know, the what we read in the Bible and what's physically there, and just to walk, you know, in those places and in those
it's so interesting,
very biblical, significant spots. Yeah, it's powerful.
It is so interesting, because I had a friend of mine who is Christian, and I went with him on one of these tours as well. And I always tell our listeners that walking down the Via Dolorosa in the Old City is, and I'm not a Christian, but it was one of the most moving experiences I've had, because when you just think about the enormity of what and the historical significance of what
Absolutely.
That means, it you know, and I came out thinking, why isn't it that every Christian around the world does this? If it moved me, can you imagine what it would do to a person of Christian faith?
Absolutely. I had the privilege in the most recent trip, there was an opportunity that opened up that I could take my father along.
Wow.
And it meant so much to him. You know, he's in his mid-70s and has always dreamt of going. And for him, it was really a life-changing experience. And for us as a father and son, it was also very, very special. So yeah, it's always special. And there's one friend of mine specifically that since about 2014, I think, he helped me to really understand the significance of the Christian heritage rooted in, you know, the Bible and in the Jewish nation. And that definitely helped me a lot. But then all it did actually was help me to look with a different lens when I study the Bible. And when I started studying the Bible for real, going through the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, it's just, you know, you can't get away from the fact that it's God's people. God has a plan for them, and so we are just grateful that we get to be connected to this very special group of people that God loves so much and has a plan for, you know, for eternity. For me, it's very obvious, and I'm flabbergasted when I look at many Christians that don't realize that, or are either apathetic or even against Israel. I don't understand that. In my opinion, you can't be a true Christian and be anti-Israel. It's just, it doesn't go in the same language. It's like saying I'm a Christian, but I can sin. You can't say.
You just can't.
For me, that's how strong my conviction is. I've made Jewish friends, and I'm grateful. I love going to Israel and meeting people. When we were there in March,
well, I wanted to ask you about that because that
it was quite a painful trip.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a tense time. We almost didn't go. And what I found was really interesting is that normally when we go and we're as a group, the local Jewish people don't really pay you much mind.
Yes.
And it's almost like you irritate them a little bit.
Can I tell you, Jews from around the world irritate them a bit as well. It's just the Israeli way. You shouldn't feel special,
Okay. So, but this trip was quite different because it happened about five times that we walked past a group of local Jewish people that looked at us kind of puzzled and said, where are you from? Are you Jewish? Yeah. And I said, no, we're Christian. And they're like, what are you doing here? and we're like, we love the nation and we love the people. And I could see their faces be like confused and then go to this gratitude. And there's this one beautiful lady when we were walking through the tunnels at the Western Wall.
Yes.
She was with another group of Jewish children teaching them stuff, and she looked at us and just went, "Thank you so much for coming to Israel."
Incredible.
And there was these precious moments that I would just treasure forever. That I thought this was beautiful. There's this horrible thing happening on the outside, but it's kind of putting a pressure on everything so that it's almost like those who share a commonality can be united in some special way, which is really something special. Yeah.
And then, of course, you have been very vocal about it. I saw on your Instagram account people trying to attack you for this. How have you dealt with that?
Well, yeah, it's a long story. God has been really working in my life over a long period of time. I've been a Christian since 94,
right.
But along the way, I've had about three other major deep encounters with God that have really impacted my life. And coming from a traditional Christian background, I was raised Dutch Reformed. Without knowing it, you are raised in an environment where because they believe in replacement theology, which means as Christians, they take the Bible and they take Israel out and they replace everywhere it says Israel with the church, which is a very damaging theology, and it's not biblical.
Right.
But that's the undercurrent of what I grew up in, and you don't even notice that you kind of start believing that. And I'm getting attacked not just by pro-Palestinian Arabs or Muslim people,
right,
but also by Christians. And it's very interesting, or people who call themselves Christians.
Right.
And I find that very interesting. And, my short answer to your question is, I praise God that I am so aware of the truth that, and my fear of God is more important to me than the fear of man.
And that
helps me to keep things in the right place. On Sunday, I said something which I felt was like an inspired moment. I said to my church, the fear of the Lord is the best antidote for the fear of man. And if you read in Psalms, there's many Psalms that tell us the beginning of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is the fear of the Lord. And this is, of course, a holy, healthy fear that the King of the universe who made everything, is the one who wants to be in relationship with us. And to understand that he's a good father, while at the same time he is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present, and we need to just bow in humility before him. And when he says that his people are the apple of his eye, mm-hmm. and whoever curses Israel will be cursed, I believe him. and I don't care if people curse me. As long as I don't curse God or the people of God, I know I'm on the right side of history.
Heinz Winkler, thank you for that. I think you have inspired and comforted, just brought a bit of hope to many in our community at a time when it was so desperately, and it is so desperately needed. Heinz Winkler, he's the winner of the first South African Idols. He's a pastor at Love Key Church, and he is very vocal on his support and love for Israel.